Welcome to Smart Habits for Translators, a podcast for translators by translators, bringing you simple strategies to build better habits. In each episode, we'll focus on specific habits for translators in various stages of their careers. If you're a translator who enjoys learning about habits to improve your business and lifestyle, then this is the podcast for you. We're your hosts, Madalena Sanchez-Zampalo
and Veronica De Michelis. Like you, we are professional freelance translators trying to balance the challenges that come with building a career and maintaining clarity and boundaries between work and personal life. We hope you'll join us in this conversation about smart habits and discover some simple strategies you can apply today to help you build your career and achieve the lifestyle you desire. Welcome to Smart Habits for Translators. This is episode 70. We're recording this after taking a break for the summer, and we hope that you all had a good summer or winter break too. And before we dive into the topic of today's podcast, we have an announcement to make.
That's right. We had such a great response to episode 69, which was an interview with our colleague Susie Jackson, talking about smart habits for negotiating with clients. And now we're excited to announce that Susie is going to be a guest speaker at our upcoming virtual business retreat on September 20th. So if you need help making an action plan for 2023 to keep working toward your goals and let go of what's not working, we hope that you'll join us. Susie will kick off our virtual business retreat with a short presentation on pricing and negotiating with clients with confidence.
Yes, we are so excited to have an expert speaker kick off our virtual business retreat, and this is a model we'd like to continue offering in the future. We already have a great group of participants signed up for this retreat on September 20th, but we still have a few spots open, and we'd love to have you. We do not charge a registration fee and instead invite you to make a donation of your choice that will help us continue producing this podcast. Our virtual business retreats are a safe, friendly space for you to review various areas of your business and discuss plans, ambitions, and aspirations for your business and work-life clarity with a small group of colleagues and us. We organize these retreats every quarter, and we love hearing that people find them helpful and motivating. So you can grab your seat at smarthabitsfortranslators.com/retreat. That's smarthabitsfortranslators.com/RETREAT.
Yes, so we hope to see you there. And now back to today's episode. So we really enjoyed discussing our favorite books about habits in episode 68, and we've decided why not, you know, put a whole podcast episode together on our favorite podcasts about habits. So now we'll be covering books and podcasts. Yeah. But there are so many podcasts out there, and we always love sharing what we like and learning about podcasts that are new to us. So thanks also to those of you who told us about your favorite podcasts. So the first one that I'd like to share is called The Focus on This Podcast. And this one is hosted by some of the employees at Full Focus, the creators of the Full Focus Planner, which you've heard me talk about here more than once. And I like this podcast because of the practical advice that they give on topics that are related to planning your workday and working toward your goals with focus and intention. And I also really appreciate that they give examples of how to use your planner, so if you have one, to support the work that you're doing on your goals. They also add content in there, information that if you don't have a planner, how you could also work on some of the things that they talk about. And they have some episodes that are related directly to using certain parts of the planner and others that are simply about habits and productivity, which I really enjoy. I think that the hosts are fun. They seem to have good chemistry with each other, and that makes it more enjoyable to listen to. And their episodes are all about 30 minutes long, so it's definitely an easy listen if you are driving or cleaning a house or taking a walk and you just want to step away from the podcast with some ideas that you can apply right away. So a few of my favorite episodes are, there are many, but here are some recent ones that I found that were quite good. Number 139 is 4 Reasons You Must Record Your Wins. I thought that was really interesting and definitely made me want to listen. And I thought their advice was helpful there. Number 148 was Rethinking Your Evening Ritual to Power Your Days. I love hearing about people's morning and evening rituals or routines. And I thought this was a very interesting episode, and it sort of made me rethink how I spend my evenings and how it could change the trajectory of my days. And then the last one that I thought was helpful, and maybe you will too, is number 153, which is tools to defeat distractions and interruptions. So that's my first pick.
Well, thanks for reminding me of that podcast. I really, really like it too, but I haven't listened in a while, so I have to pick that up. It's on the list of my goals too for the next couple of weeks to start using my full focus planner again. I stopped using it for the summer because my schedule was just too unpredictable with the travel and kids staying home, but I want to start using that again.
And I don't know if you've seen this, but I just got one of their new limited edition ones, and it's this evergreen color. And I think, if I understood correctly in their last episode when I heard about it, is that some of the interior is different. So they put it out in this limited edition, and I think they're going to be rolling that out soon. So it should be interesting.
So cool. Yeah. Well, I must say it was so hard to pick just three podcasts to highlight today when we talked about this episode. And also, we both like listening to podcasts, and we'll listen to so many different ones, not just about habits. So it was hard to also limit it to habits only, but that's what, you know, our podcast is about. So the podcast I wanted to mention is called Best Laid Plans by Sarah Hart Unger. And it's all about planners and organizers. And that's why I like it so much. It's all things planning related. I really like the host. She is very down to earth and relatable. She's very upbeat, but not too overwhelming. And I like listening to her episodes, just her alone speaking about her favorite planners and how she uses them. And also her episodes with guests. She often invites guests. And some of them are, you know, people who either are involved in producing, creating different planners and organizers, or just productivity experts. She talks about, obviously, planners and organizers, but also habit tracking, building and maintaining good habits, time management, and she also has kids. So it's very relevant to my season in life right now. And my favorite episode is the one that's actually quite recent. I want to say it came out in the last couple of weeks. And it's episode 108, Back to School Energy, which was very timely for me. As my kids started school. And I really liked, you know, she shared just her approach and tips on how to make that season less stressful and more organized, and also kind of get back into gear. And it was very timely. I think I just connected with it on so many levels, having sent my kids to school and my youngest one to elementary school after being in preschool all these years. So it's just kind of a roller coaster emotionally for me and for him. And it just, it was really nice to kind of feel more grounded and seen after listening to that episode. So I really, really recommend that one. It's just a really lovely podcast to listen to. It's, you know, talking about planners and organizers, something we enjoy. And just even the two of us and other colleagues who like those tools. And it kind of is like a little retreat from the everyday life and, you know, various worries and tasks. So that's fine.
What's it called again?
Best Laid Plans.
Best Laid Plans. I was thinking when you said that the first time, it's such a good name. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, everybody, we will be putting the links to all of these podcasts in our show notes, so you don't have to go trying to figure out what did they say and listen to that again. You just check the show notes. Okay, well, another favorite of mine is one you've heard us talk about here many times as well, but I still highly recommend it, and it is the Deliberate Freelancer podcast, which is hosted by Melanie Padgett Powers. I really like Melanie's down-to-earth style. She has a very no-nonsense approach to freelancing, but she's also got a very approachable manner about her and the podcast, which I enjoy. And I like that she really lives up to the topic of the show, which is building your business deliberately. And she has great guests on her show. She also offers anecdotes from her own business, which I find helpful for people to be able to connect with the topics she's sharing about. And I also love that she often shares what she's reading. She does a segment about books as well. And she doesn't just rattle off the names of the books either. She gives you a full synopsis of the book and what she thought about it. And it's a real honest review, which I think is nice to hear these days. And let's see. There are so many favorites. I decided not to just name a bunch of her episodes, because you really should just go in and sift through mm-hmm. all of the episodes and listen to them. The ones that speak to you most. But what I was thinking is that I really like her episodes where she gives her annual business audits.
Yes.
You can find them either at the end of every year or the beginning of every year. I forget. She's had her podcast for, I would say, probably 2 to 3 years, maybe 3 or so years now. And she'll do one of these every year. And I think she also does a mid-year audit, if I remember correctly, at least some years. And she shares real hard numbers about her business, that she, you know, earnings and such. She's very open and transparent about these things. It's very interesting. She talks about what she enjoyed about her work over the past year, what went well, what could have gone better, what she learned from the year, what she's excited to work on in the coming year. And I just really appreciate that she's so open and generous with her ideas and her time. So it's a great podcast if you haven't listened to it yet. And I know that it's been helpful to a lot of freelancers, because I've talked to many people about it as well. And I highly recommend that one.
Yeah, I love that podcast too. And it's one of those you can really go back and listen to mm-hmm. From the very beginning. You know, all the episodes sure. are great. Yeah. So the next one I wanted to mention is called Before Breakfast by Laura Vanderkam. Mm-hmm. It's really cool because it's short and sweet. The episodes are 4 to 5 minutes long, and you can literally listen to it, you know, before breakfast or after breakfast. I like to listen to it as I make breakfast before my kids wake up. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it on a walk or, you know, as you're doing anything else. And the tips are very practical. Laura wrote several books on time management and productivity, and they're all, you know, the tips she shared in this podcast are very much in line with what she writes about. They're very inspirational. I find them energizing and digestible. They're, you know, short and sweet. It's something you don't feel too overwhelmed with. Mm-hmm. And one of her latest ones, I can't remember the number of the episode, but it's one of the most recent ones, was about, what was the title? How to Help Yourself Relax, I think. And it was very, it was very, very good. It reminded me of the book I read recently, and it was mentioned by our colleague Emily Safran when she was a guest on our podcast. The book is called Do Pause. So the tips in this episode were very much in line with the advice in the book, how to learn to enjoy downtime and to revel in downtime without trying to, you know, cram more stuff in your schedule and in your head, but really just enjoy the act of doing nothing and resting. So she shares some tips there on how to unplug when you do have the time to rest, and when you need that time, how to actually make it happen and, you know, come out of that experience actually feeling recharged and energized and not more overwhelmed and stressed and kind of guilty for taking some time off or taking a break. So mm-hmm. that was really helpful.
That sounds like a good one. I feel like we could all use that. Yeah, definitely. Cool. So the last one that I wanted to mention today is called The Best Today Podcast, and that is with Shanta Grant. This is a new to me podcast, actually. I heard Shanta when she was a guest on another podcast that I listened to, a business podcast. And I really liked her approach to work-life clarity, which we discussed so much on this show, and which, as you all know, was inspired by Melanie's episode on Deliberate Freelancer on that topic. But Shanta is just very positive and also very real. She does promote her own products on this podcast, so if that bugs you, just be aware of it. But you know what? It's part of how she markets her business, so for me, it's expected and it doesn't bother me. But that is something to be aware of. Same with the Full Focus people on the focus on this podcast, just, you know, putting that out there in case that's something that you don't like. But I think both of these podcasts have something that you can walk away with, you know, that's very helpful. And I particularly liked the episode that she shared on 12 examples of everyday routines. I think this was episode 73. And I just always enjoy hearing about people's routines and what works for everyone. So I think that's the key here, both with the Best Today podcast and with our own podcast, is that you need to figure out the smart habits that work for you. And sometimes it's a habit that you can pick up from other people, but most of the time I think, is making a smart habit fit into your life. And so maybe you need to tweak it to make it work for you, and that's okay. So I really like how Shunta points this out and is really open about the fact that there's just way too much out there that offers people like a one strategy solution on how to pick up and maintain smart habits. But really, if it doesn't work for your life, it's not going to stick, right? Making it fit into your life in a way that helps you to maintain it, I thought was a very nice way to put this concept. And so an example of that might be, you know, people that say, well, you know, you should always do your creative work in the mornings. Well, that works for some people, but it doesn't work for everyone, right? So you might want to build habits around the best time of day for you. For some people, that's working at night. For some people, it's working in the morning. Or the best time of day for you to do your workouts. You know, that's going to be different for everybody. But the thing about it is, I think what we need to all keep in mind here is that any smart habit might work for one person and not work for another. So just, you know, taking what does work for you and leaving the rest. And I think that's what a lot of these podcasts that we've shared today have kind of, you know, pointed out, is that some of these things work well in different seasons and some things work better in others. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah. That sounds like a great one. Mm-hmm. I'll look into that. And I wanted to mention a podcast I've also heard named by many other colleagues. It's called High Income Business Writing by Ed Gandia. Mm-hmm. I've listened to it for quite a while. Sometimes I kind of drop it and forget about it, but then come back to it and find some really helpful episodes. Ed also provides consulting services and sells courses and mm-hmm. so on. And so it can sometimes, you know, his content can sometimes be a little salesy, but there's mm-hmm. also quite a lot of great advice there that, you know, his primary audience are freelance writers, but a lot of his advice is relevant for translators and interpreters as well. So, and I think it's really helpful to look outside of our profession for advice and inspiration too. Mm-hmm. So the episode I wanted to mention that I really found helpful, and actually it came out recently, and it was really timely because I was looking at my client roster and kind of reevaluating some of the clients I work with, mm-hmm. and he released a podcast episode on how to make smarter decisions about which clients to keep or let go. Mm. And that was a really great reminder, and also just maybe a slightly different take on evaluating or reevaluating the clients you work with and whether it's a good fit for both parties. Mm-hmm. And of course, he talks about the value of that client for you and how it may lie in things just beyond the money you're making or the revenue you're making off the projects, but also referrals, how it helps you learn and practice new types of work or get experience, and also the long-term value of the client. I wish he mentioned just the fit beyond just the financial aspects, but he didn't. But it was still an interesting take on it. And he talked about various scenarios there, what to assess, different kind of what he called them value multipliers for clients, meaning that their value goes beyond the actual income you're generating, but other things as well. So that's something that I found helpful at the time. And also just in general, doing that once or twice a year is a really good exercise to see if the clients you're working with are still a great fit for you.
Yeah. And is it just me, or is he producing fewer episodes now and they're really short now? Is that right?
He is. Yes. Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
But don't let that stop you, anyone. He has a ton of episodes you can go through. But yeah.
And the older ones are really great too. Yes. So very relevant.
Yeah. He has some really, really good ones, especially if you also do writing work. Yeah. His stuff is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was a lot of fun. I'm sure we could keep talking about our favorite podcasts for a whole day, but that's all the time we've dedicated to this episode for now. So we'd love to hear from you as well about your favorite podcasts on habits and how you apply the advice in your work and personal life. You can leave us a comment on the show notes page for this episode, which you'll find on our website, or you can tag us on social media. We're on Twitter and LinkedIn, or you can email us at hello@smarthabitsfortranslators.com.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you about your favorite podcast. And we hope to see you virtually at our virtual business retreat with our guest speaker, Susie Jackson, on September 20th. You can register at smarthabitsfortranslators.com/retreat. And later this week, our email subscribers will get a summary of this episode with all the links to the resources we mentioned today. And our newsletter subscribers are always the first ones to hear about upcoming episodes and guests, so don't miss out. If you're not receiving our emails yet, please sign up on our website, smarthabitsfortranslators.com.
And if you liked this episode, we'd be grateful if you would share it with colleagues. Another great way to support our podcast is also to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. We'd be really grateful if you did. Leaving a review only takes a minute, and these reviews help other translators and interpreters to find our podcast. If you're not sure how to leave a review, we've recorded a quick video tutorial to show you how to do it, and you can find that in our show notes.
Talk to you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and discovered some simple strategies that you can apply today at work or at home to help you achieve the lifestyle you desire. If you did, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
If you have a topic you want us to cover, please send us a message at hello@smarthabitsfortranslators.com. If you like this episode, we'd appreciate if you'd leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And please share the podcast with other translators you know.